Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Anubha Rohatgi with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone and inaugurates several development projects worth over 12,600 crore rupees at Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh. Sikkim Chief Minister P.S. Tamang chairs meeting to assess disaster situation in the state, relief and rescue operation in full swing. New Delhi reiterates call for reduction in Canadian diplomats in India to achieve parity in terms of diplomatic presence. Nobel Prize in Literature awarded to Norwegian author Jon Fosse for innovative plays and prose. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India's medal tally reaches 86, including 21 gold, 32 silver and 33 bronze. And in the opening match of ICC Cricket World Cup, New Zealand beat defending champion England by 9 wickets at Motera, Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation development projects in sectors like road, rail, gas pipeline, housing and clean drinking water worth more than 12,600 crore rupees in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh today. These projects include inauguration of more than 1,000 houses in Indore, laying the foundation stone of multiple Jal Jeevan Mission projects in Mandla, Jabalpur and Dindori districts, and dedication of Jal Jeevan Mission project in Sivni district. The Prime Minister said the projects will transform the lives of lakhs of people, including farmers and the youth.
Kul 12,000 crore rupees se adhik ke vikas karyon ka shilanyas aur lokarpan hua hai. Pani aur gas ki pipeline ho ya phir 4-lane sadkon ka network, ye lakhon lakh logon ka jeevan badalne wale project hai. Isse yahan ke kisanon ko to labh hoga hi hoga. नए कारखाने और फैक्ट्रियां लगेगी, हमारे नौजवानों को यहीं पर रोजगार मिलेगा.
The Prime Minister performed Bhumi Pujan of Virangana Rani Durgavati Smarak in Jabalpur in line with the 500th birth centenary celebrations of Rani Durgavati. He also released a postal stamp in memory of Rani Durgavati. On this occasion, the Prime Minister said that the previous governments had forgotten to give respect to the great men of India and to the tribal society. He recalled that former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee first created the tribal ministry and brought respect to the tribal society. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth 5,000 crore rupees across various sectors at Jodhpur in Rajasthan. These projects include the foundation stone for a 350-bedded trauma center and critical care hospital block at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Jodhpur and 7 critical care blocks under the Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission to be developed across the state. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for the development of the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Jodhpur Airport to be built at a cost of 480 crore rupees. Mr. Modi dedicated to the nation IIT Jodhpur campus and upgradation of the infrastructure at Central University of Rajasthan. He also laid the foundation stone of multiple road development projects and dedicated 2 other rail projects. The Prime Minister flagged off 2 new train services in Rajasthan, a new train Rinicha Express connecting Jaisalmer to Delhi and a new heritage train connecting Marwar Junction to Kambli Ghat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the central government is working for the development of rail and road infrastructure in Rajasthan as well as for the rapid development in every sector.
Bharat Sarkar aaj Rajasthan mein har disha mein rail aur road samet har kshetr mein tez gati se kaam kar rahi hai. Isi saal railway ke vikas ke liye 9,500 crore rupaye ka budget Rajasthan ko diya gaya hai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said diversity in country's cultural wisdom is connected by the common thread of teachings by the great saints, which adds strength to the collective idea of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. The Prime Minister said this in a video message on the occasion of the 200th birth anniversary of Sri Ramalinga Swami, also known as Vallalar. He said Vallalar is one of the country's most respected saints who walked the earth in the 19th century, and his spiritual insights continue to inspire millions even today. He said Vallalar's impact is global and several organizations are working on his thoughts and ideals.
Vallalar believed in the power of learning and education. He guided countless people. He efforts to make the Kural more popular. He wanted the youth to be fluent in Tamil, Sanskrit and English. The last 9 years have seen a major change in India's education infrastructure. After over 3 long decades, India has got a national education policy. This policy is transforming the entire educational landscape.
Sikkim Chief Minister P.S. Tamang chaired a meeting in Gangtok today to assess the current disaster situation due to flash floods in the state, with Chief Secretary V.B. Pathak, among others. The Chief Secretary briefed Mr. Tamang about the steps being taken by the state government in coordination with the Indian Army and concerned agencies to provide relief, rehabilitation and restoration. The Chief Minister directed to constitute a high-level technical committee comprising subject experts, scientists, environmentalists, hydropower specialists, engineers, members of civil society, glaciologists and dam experts to carry out a detailed study of the incident and devise a concrete roadmap for the future. Mr. Tamang warned of stringent action against possible hoarding of essential items and said that the grievance counters would be set up at Rangpo, Singtam and Mangan initially to lodge complaints. Mr. Tamang informed that all, along with schools, all government and private colleges in Mangan, Gangtok, Pakyong and Namchi districts will remain closed from tomorrow till further notice. The Chief Secretary in a press briefing said so far 18 lives are lost while 26 are injured and 98 missing, including army personnel. He informed that tourists stranded at Lachin and Lachung in Mangan district are safe. The flash floods were triggered by the sudden glacial lake outburst over Lohnak Lake in North Sikkim in the Tista River in Lanchan Valley yesterday. Search and rescue operation for the missing persons continues in the marooned areas of the state. The troops of Trishakti Corps are extending medical aid to civilians and tourists stranded in the areas of Chungthang, Lachung and Lachin in North Sikkim. A Delhi court today remanded Aam Aadmi Party Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh to a 5-day custody of the Enforcement Directorate ED in connection with a money laundering probe linked to the alleged Delhi liquor policy scam. The ED had sought a 10-day custody of Singh, but the Rouse Avenue Court only granted them a 5-day custody till October 10th. Sanjay Singh was produced before the court after he was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate yesterday. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. New Delhi today reiterated the call for a reduction in Canadian diplomats in India, saying that the focus is on achieving parity in terms of diplomatic presence. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Arindam Bakshi said, India has sought parity in respective diplomatic presence, given the much higher Canadian diplomatic presence in the country and their continued interference in internal matters. He said, discussions are ongoing on the modalities of achieving this.
It's up to the Canadian side who they choose to staff their High Commission with. In this regard, our concerns are related to ensuring parity in diplomatic presence. We are looking at parity. We are looking at the fact that there have been interference and there has been a much higher number of Canadian diplomats here. And hence, the discussions on achieving parity are ongoing. Obviously, if the parity is achieved, given that Canada has a much larger number of people there, would likely be a reduction in the numbers.
Home Minister Amit Shah today said that central and state agencies have succeeded in firmly curbing all forms of terrorism in the country in the last 9 years. Inaugurating a 2-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said a model anti-terrorism structure should be established under the purview of NIA. He said the hierarchy, structure and SOPs of investigation of all anti-terrorism agencies in all states should be made uniform for better coordination between central and state agencies. The Home Minister emphasized that all anti-terrorism agencies must adopt such a ruthless approach so that a new terrorist organization cannot be formed. Norwegian author Jon Fosse has been awarded the 2023 Nobel Prize in Literature. The Swedish Academy said Fosse has been awarded for his innovative plays and prose, which give voice to the unsayable. It added that he is today one of the most widely performed playwrights in the world and has become increasingly recognized for his prose. It said the human condition is the central theme of Fosse's body of work, irrespective of the genre. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India's medal tally has reached 86, including 21 gold, 32 silver and 33 bronze. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games, surpassing the previous best of 70 medals at the 18th edition in Jakarta. A report.
The Indian contingent is having a historic run at the Asian Games. Today, India won 5 medals, including 3 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze, taking its tally to record 86 medals. In archery, the Indian men's compound team beat South Korea by a score of 235-30 to win gold. Earlier, the women's team also won gold in the compound event, defeating Chinese Taipei with a scoreline of 230-28. In squash, the mixed doubles pair of Deepika Pallikal and Harinderpal Singh Sandhu clinched the gold medal after defeating the Malaysian pair. However, Saurav Ghoshal had to settle for a silver against Malaysia in the men's individual squash match. Meanwhile, in wrestling, Antim Pangal displayed sheer determination securing victory against Bat Ochurin Bolorthuya of Mongolia in the women's 53 kilograms category to win bronze. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over the outstanding performance of the Indian players in the Asian Games. In a series of social media posts, he congratulated the players for their flawless performance, saying they made the nation incredibly proud. With Shivani Kashyap, this is Aditi Lumba from Sports Desk.
Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Anurag Singh Thakur has said that India's soft power in the world has to be further strengthened, and it could be done through sports, culture and cinema. He was speaking after inaugurating a two-day state-level youth festival at Raipur in Chhattisgarh today.
Yuva Sathiyo, ye soft power hai. Ye soft power aapki sports ke naate bhi ho sakti hai, sangeet aur kala ke naate bhi ho sakti hai. और सिनेमा के नाते भी दुनिया के किसी देश में जाकर आप भारत की धूम और भारत की धुन बजा सकते हो तो हमें भारत की सॉफ्ट पावर को भी और ताकतवर करना है.
On this occasion, Mr. Thakur also announced the establishment of 2 centers under the Khelo India scheme at Rawatpura University in Raipur. In cricket, on the opening day of the ICC World Cup, New Zealand defeated England by 9 wickets at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Motera, Ahmedabad this evening. England had set a target of 283 runs. Riding on the centuries scored by Devon Conway and Rachin Ravindra, New Zealand achieved the target in 36.2 overs, losing only 1 wicket. Earlier, they won the toss and opted to bowl first. Key domestic share indices today ended more than 0.5% up. The BSE Sensex closed above the 65,600 mark, while the NSE Nifty ended near the 19,550 points mark. Both indices rose amid mixed global cues. The Sensex finished 406 points up at 65,632, while the Nifty settled 110 points up at 19,546. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone and inaugurates several development projects worth 12,600 crore rupees at Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh. Sikkim Chief Minister P.S. Tamang chairs meeting to assess disaster situation in the state, relief and rescue operation in full swing. New Delhi reiterates call for reduction in Canadian diplomats in India to achieve parity in terms of diplomatic presence. Nobel Prize in Literature awarded to Norwegian author Jon Fosse for innovative plays and prose. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India's medals tally reaches 86, including 21 gold, 32 silver and 33 bronze. And in the opening match of the ICC Cricket World Cup, New Zealand beat defending champion England by 9 wickets at Motera in Ahmedabad. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.